wishing tree and just think. You could make this a descriptive moment. What does Lily see around her? What does the tree feel like? Maybe there's a little bird she observes that sparks her imagination. As the sun dips slowly towards the horizon, Lily still hadn't come up with a single wish. Maybe I am not meant to get a wish, she said aloud, her voice barely louder than the rustling leaves. Just then, a gust of wind swept past, rustling the hundreds of ribbons tied to the tree. It was like all the wishes of Briarwood whispered in secret to Lily's ears. Suddenly, inspiration stuck and Lily leaped to her feet. She ran all the way home, rummaging through her drawers until she found an old paint box and her favorite brush. As the star began to twinkle, Lily crept back to the wishing tree. This time, she didn't bring the ribbon. She brought colors. Lily didn't write a wish. She painted one. All across the old tree trunk, she painted scenes of the world. Sailing ship and swirling oceans. Bustling city streets bathed in neon. Snow-capped mountains and valleys filled with wildflowers. When she finished, she stepped back to admire her work. The tree hummed with a kind of quiet energy. Lily didn't get a new doll or a bicycle. Her knees weren't suddenly spotless, and she wasn't suddenly any taller. What Lily got was a burning fire in her heart instead. A fire that made her want to see every vibrant corner of the world she had painted on the wishing tree. From that day on, Lily saved every penny for train tickets, borrowed every adventure book from the library, and learned to navigate by the stars. And when folks in Briarwood saw her, they'd smile and say, "There goes Lily, the girl who wished for the world." Alias Finchley, proprietor of Finchley Fine.